For KBIA News, I'm Nick Commissar. The search for a new education commissioner in Missouri is causing friction between the state school board president and an association of school superintendents. School board president Peter Hershen says he sees no reason to delay and wants a new commissioner named by the end of the month. He says he sees no need for a national search or convening working groups to discuss priorities. He says the board has several strong candidates. The Kansas City Star reports the Missouri Association of School Administrators says it does not see the need to hurry and would prefer the search take enough time to choose a commissioner who would work well with the school districts in the state. The new education commissioner will replace retiring commissioner Chris Nicastro. Missouri Governor Jane Nixon says he will create an independent commission to study issues that have surfaced since the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. The group will examine the social and economic conditions underscored by the unrest in the St. Louis suburb since a white police officer, Darren Wilson, shot and killed the unarmed black 18-year-old on August 9th. Nixon outlined his plan for the commission today at St. Louis Community College's Florissant Valley campus. Members of the commission, which is through an executive order, will be announced next month. Besides the study of conditions that led to the unrest, the group is also to come up with recommendations for making the St. Louis region a fairer place to live. Cultivation of medical and non-medical marijuana is still a criminal offense in Columbia. Last night, the Columbia City Council voted 4-3 against a proposed ordinance that would have decriminalized it. KBIA's Bram Sable Smith reports.
Hi, my name is Badger Johnson.
Renee Powell, I'm in Ward 1.
I want to address something very
The council heard more than 80 minutes of public testimony on the proposed ordinance, and for a while at least, it appeared it would pass. Third Ward Council Member Carl Scala offered an amendment that would have decriminalized cultivation only for medical marijuana. When that amendment failed, Scala stated he would vote against the proposal.
I'm relying primarily on the arguments with the Board of Health. 10 out of 11 board members recommended that there were issues, that we should not pass this.
That evened the vote count to 3 in favor and 3 against, with First Ward Council Member Jenny Chadwick representing the swing vote. Chadwick offered an amendment that would restrict the ordinance to apply only to adults, defined as 21 years and older. The amendment gained the support of the 3 council members who favored the ordinance, Barbara Hoppe, Michael Trapp, and Ian Thomas. When the amendment passed, the ordinance itself seemed poised to do the same. But just as the mayor was calling for a vote...
Actually, I want to speak first before we call the roll.
Chadwick clarified she hadn't proposed her amendment in exchange for her support.
I proposed it so that if it did pass, that the youth in our community were protected. But we have an ordinance that still conflicts with state and federal law.
And with Chadwick's no vote, the ordinance was defeated 4-3.
What's the vote?
4-3 against.
For KBIA News, I'm Bram Sablesmith.
Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School in Columbia was placed on lockdown after shots were fired on a nearby street around 11:30 this morning. The lockdown was lifted around 1 this afternoon when police notified the school officials there that the incident had been resolved. Michelle Bomsark is a spokesperson for Columbia Public Schools. She says no public schools in the area were placed on lockdown because it was unnecessary.
We do have safety and security procedures in place. All of our schools are in lockdown all of the time. So depending on the type of situation and if there is an imminent or immediate threat to one of our schools, then we would take additional safety precautions.
Bomsark says the school district took no action because the doors to the schools are kept locked at all times and visitors must be buzzed in for entry. Foodborne illnesses cost the U.S. more than $15 billion a year, according to new estimates from food safety researchers. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
There were 9.4 million identified cases of foodborne illnesses in 2011, caused by pathogens like norovirus, listeria, and salmonella. Add up the cost of hospitalization, medication, and lost wages due to missing work, and that comes to a bill of $15.2 billion, according to a report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA economist Sandra Hoffman says 95% of foodborne illnesses in the U.S. are caused by just 15 different pathogens.
Knowing what different pathogens cost gives us an idea of where the biggest problems are and how to focus them. Just knowing the number of illnesses isn't enough because illnesses vary a lot in how serious they are.
Researchers estimate the vast majority of foodborne illnesses aren't diagnosed, leaving the potential price tag even higher. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
The mayors of Kansas City and San Francisco have a bet riding on the outcome of the World Series. If the Royals take the crown, San Francisco Mayor Edwin Lee will travel to Kansas City to read to students. If the Giants prevail, Kansas City Mayor Sly James will serve meals to the homeless in San Francisco and sing with the church musical group. Food is also on the line, with James betting barbecue and Lee wagering Humphrey Slocum ice cream and Boudin sour bread. James says that Kansas City has waited 29 years for a World Series championship team and that not even a Giant can stand in our way. But Lee says that although Kansas City has been playing well, the Royals are no match for the Giants. For KBI News, I'm Nick Commissar.